Hi, I'm Ignatius, and this next 10 minutes I'm going to take you to a journey where you'll meet someone who's extremely important for you. Someone who can show you the direction to what's going to happen the rest of your life. So if you're ready, ensure that you have the next 15 minutes clear and free. Cut off all disturbances, notifications, inform people around that next 15 minutes, or if you can, half an hour, you are not to be disturbed. Keep a notebook and pen handy with you. If you don't have it, go and get one and come and keep it next to you. And you need to be seated somewhere. Seated comfortably in an undisturbable location. So once you're done, once you have your notebook, once you've told everybody, I hope you have done that. This is extremely important. You're meeting someone super important to yourself, to you. And this person is going to help you find what your future is going to look like. So are you done? Are you ready? Notebook and pen ready? Seated comfortably, either with your feet on the ground firmly, or folded up, hands comfortably resting on your thighs. Relax. Just stay with your natural breath. Breathe calmly, comfortably, confidently, and deeply. As you bring awareness to your breath, as you pay attention to the tip of your nose, you're noticing each breath coming in and each breath going out. As your awareness on your breath increases, you can feel it deepen and slow down. Close your eyes, keep your eyes closed. Gently pay attention to your breath. As you inhale, there is cool air coming in. And as you exhale, there is warm air going out. You're completely relaxed. You're in a safe place. Your past is behind you. Your future is ahead of you. You're now the present. Comfortable with yourself. Safe and sound. Now bring your awareness to your eyebrow center. Imagine that you're now in the center of a meadow up in the hills. Lush green meadow all around you. And in the horizon, there's a ring of mountains all around you. It's a beautiful, warm morning. The sun is out there, but gently warming you up. And there's a cool breeze all around you, tugging at you. You can hear the sound of birds and the trees rustling. You can see the trees just a little ahead of you. And you can hear the sound of a stream, water running downhill. The sound drawing your attention, and you start walking towards it. Find a path and you walk down towards the trees. And as you go through the trees, you start getting glimpses of the stream. And you walk down to the stream, the banks, his merry brook rippling around the rocks and bubbling, and the noises are very pleasant, the sounds of the water gushing and flowing, and it draws you to its banks, and you sit down on the bank of the stream and you put down your feet into the water, the cool, invigorating water. You can feel your feet tingling with the cold water and freshens you up instantly. As you surrender to the cool of the water, you look down at the waters rippling around your feet, and you can see your own face, your reflection in the waters. And as you're watching your reflection, you realize that this is a much older version of yourself, a much, much older version of yourself, a wiser, very calm person who's been there, done it all, and total peace. And this older version of yourself starts talking to you. This version of yourself gives you what your life story was, where you lived, whom were you, what was the work you were doing, how you impacted people, your relationships, places you traveled, lived, your purpose in life, mission, what you've accomplished, your values. It all comes tumbling out. All that you have not yet experienced in life, and far more. It's all being revealed to you by your older self. As you commit all of this to memory, you realize how much you have done and what a purposeful life you've lived and how much you have contributed to this world, to your family, to your commercial interests. As it all sinks in, you realize it's like reading your own obituary, as though you're reading it from a newspaper or a magazine. You're reading so many articles about yourself, and you're able to understand who you've become, what kind of life you've lived. With all of this inside you, downloaded and memorized, you thank your older self for revealing all this to you, and you gently let go of the image of your older self. Pull out your feet from the waters, put back your feet on the ground, and walk back the way you came, through the path, through the trees, and back to the spot in the meadows from where you started. You notice that the sun has gone higher, it's so much warmer, and there's a golden light which seems to be bathing you. A divine cosmic golden light is coming in through the crown of your head and flowing all through you, filling you with a glow. You're totally energized, you're purposeful. You know what you need to do. You know what the rest of the life is going to be like. You know what you should start off with now. So with this realization, you slowly start noticing where you're sitting, become aware of your body, you start moving your fingers and your toes, and slowly, with the memory of all that you've heard, you open your eyes and you stay for a moment with all that you've received, with this new knowledge. You can now take the notebook and you can start writing your own obituary as you've heard it. Write minimum 1.5 to 2 pages of your obituary, about 150, 200 words. Write as much as you want. Once you've done your obituary, then you can take your notebook and write your purpose statement. What is your life purpose statement? Second, what is your vision? Third, what are your goals? Goals for 5 years from now, that's your long-term goal. 3 years from now, which is your mid-term goal. And 1 year from now, what is your short-term goal? Write down these goals. Then write down the values that you need to exhibit to achieve these goals. And are these values already inside you? Write down 10 values. And you can circle the top, you can write even 20 values and circle the top 5 and make that your own. Like a company has a value statement, right? 5 values you can choose for yourself. And finally, write down 100 things. That is your bucket list. 100 things that you want to do before you die. Things you've already thought of before, things you're thinking of now, post having written all this. So dig within yourself and pull out all those small things, medium things, big things, anything, whether it's small or big, things which you would love to do and you've not been able to do so far. 100 minimum, 100, 120 of these. And make sure that in each of those 8 areas we are working with, that is physical, financial, career, relationships, learning and development, fun and hobbies, spirituality, and relationships. In each of these 8 areas, make sure there are at least 5 or 8, minimum 5 if not 8 or 10. So this is your guide for the next 100 days, where you're going to work on achieving all of these. Thanks for listening and wish you a beautiful life. Don't let the momentum go. Spend the next 1 hour with yourself and get this done. Thank you for listening. Bye. This is Ignatius signing off.